Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We got the one and only Dr. Josh Sanabria in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well. Super excited to be here. Thank you once again for the invitation.
Well, listen, so you're on our editorial advisory board. You've been with us for quite some time, by the way. So thank you for all the great work that you're doing. And we're going to be chatting about practice ownership, but also exit strategies, because newsflash, or I should say, I was going to try to surprise the audience, but we can talk about it anyway, that you are selling your practice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We haven't actually covered this, doc, on the podcast about that component. We talk about like purchasing a practice, but I want to get into a little bit more of like the exit component and, you know, what does that look like for your headspace, for your team? And, you know, what does the future look like for you? So to our listeners, if you're new to Dr. Josh, a little bit of information about a wonderful colleague and a dear friend of mine. He's originally from Puerto Rico, and he moved to the United States in 2008 to pursue his lifelong goal of becoming a veterinarian. I'm laughing and we're smiling at Puerto Rico because those of you that don't know, I lived in Puerto Rico when I was an undergrad, and we were just talking offline before we started about one of my favorite foods, Josh. I really do mean this. Like, I can't find mofongo around, but it's so good. You like it?
I love it. I love it. So mofongo, for those that don't know, is pretty much mashed plantains. And there are different ways to make it, you know, but it is outstanding. It is amazing. Anything plantain is just perfect. So I love it. Yes.
So good. I know. With mariscos too. So
like rico. Yes. Oh. Yes.
So good. Okay. So you're a graduate from the University of Missouri, College of Vet Med. Go.
M-I-Z. Go Tigers.
That's it. Right. I don't know why I was going to say go Gators. I don't know why, but shout out to Florida anyway. Right. So you've been practicing in Vegas, and then you transitioned into veterinary medicine in San Diego, which where you now are located in Dallas, Texas. And so another thing that I love and admire so much of you, you're a regular columnist for Dallas Voice, a leading LGBTQ plus magazine in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You've appeared as a veterinary expert on many stations, as a subject matter expert, and even in a TV commercial for Bank of America. And I just think that's wonderful, a way to represent both the LGBTQ plus community and the profession. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I know you've done a lot of work with us for Pride Month here at DVM 360. So thank you for that as well.
Thank you so much. It's always great to help with anything I can, especially with Pride related things.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. So I want you to take us back a little bit. So take us to that moment when you seriously thought that, you know what, like, I might sell this practice here in Texas. What went through your mind? What happened?
You know, that was definitely not like an overnight type of thing. It's a process, no question about it. You know, I think what happened to me was I got to a point that everything I did, everything I thought about almost 24/7 while I was awake, which was almost all the time, it was related to work. And I love what I do. I mean, I was born to be a veterinarian, like I'm sure everyone that's going to be listening to this podcast, you know, but I got to a point that I started thinking, do I see myself doing this for the rest of my life? Like, is that going to be okay with me? And I got to a point that my first answer was like, no. And when that answer came to my brain, I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess this is it. I need to make a decision and move forward with a different thing in my life, you know? So it was shocking. It took me a while, lots of tears, you know, like, am I really thinking this is going to be what I need for my life at this point, you know, but I made the decision and I was extremely happy about that, that decision that I made, I guess.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I want to share with the listeners. So you're an independent practice owner.
Correct. Yes.
And how many are roughly on your team?
Yeah. Okay. So we have right now about 7 to 8 team members. And we've been open since 2019, so almost 7 years now. I started from scratch, literally zero clients on my list, and building all that from nothing to, we won tons of awards every year as best veterinarian. Even the mayor of our city is one of our clients. We actually have some kind of popular people that come here, you know. So from nothing to achieving these things, there's a lot of work that goes into that, you know.
Yes, a lot. That's why I wanted to give you that shout out because it's not easy and it doesn't happen overnight. Like you said, you're building your clientele, building community, building the culture for your practice. And I know you won't say this, and I will. My friends, he's young, and it's great that he's selling his practice, which is great. This is what is so wonderful about veterinary medicine, of all these wonderful offerings and changes that can happen. And so, to those that are tuning in right now, and maybe they are practice owners, what do most practice owners get maybe wrong about the idea of selling? Is there anything you can share about that?
So this is all new to me because I'm literally going through it as we speak, okay? I would say probably the one from the things that I've heard and read is the timeline. I think that, or at least me, maybe out of ignorance, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a fairly easy process. Like just maybe a couple of documents, sign here and good to go, you know? And part of that, I think it's going to be just the idea that I'm ready to move on to something else, right? Which for the record, I did want to point out, I hope you guys don't have a seizure from this light. I apologize.
It's
If you see me having a seizure, I'm so sorry. I should not be joking
good. We
about
got
that.
Phenobarb on deck.
There you go. Thank you. So I will say that originally I didn't think I was making the decision out of burnout, but looking back, I think I was getting to that point. So I made the right decision at the right time, you know? But going back to the question, I think the timeline, so if you think it's going to be just like a quick, easy thing, it is not. There are so many documents that are involved with this process, so many things that you have to sign and move, things that I've never heard of. I wanted to be a vet. I never thought I was going to be like a business owner, even though I wanted my own clinic, my own practice, right? So there are so many things that you probably will not care about or you're going to hate doing, you know, but it's part of the process.
I tend to call them operational blind spots, like things that you just don't know that are in your either the side of your mirror or what that the unexpected that you just may not know and that can affect your timeline for exiting, I would assume, right?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah. So how early should a veterinarian really start preparing to sell, even if they're, thinking that they're years away? Because typically they'll say, all right, I'm gonna give 3 years, 5 years, and then
Right.
start, maybe an exit strategy or succession or whatnot. So what are your thoughts on that?
I will answer that question in two ways. So the passionate side of me, you know, the one that is like, I'm not going to think about what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it, you know, which I control that side very, very well. It's go for it, you know, like if you have made your decision, why wait? But you do have to think about things rationally. So is your practice ready for that transition? Are you ready for that transition? You know, so I think it'll be important to look at your finances, look at your payroll, you can look at your inventory. A lot of corporations or people that are buying practices, they are also seeking practices that have two doctors. I was very lucky. I'm a single doctor practice, and I was very lucky that the person that's taking over, he wanted just exactly how it is, you know. But most of the times, that's not the case. I mean, in fact, the time that I was in the market, everyone that approached me was, okay, we either want two doctors at least, or we want you to stay with the hospital for 2, 3, 4 years. Okay. So with those things in mind, I do think it's important to make sure that your hospital is performing the best it can consistently so that you can prove to whoever the buyer might be, like, hey, I have a good product here.
You're right. There are practice when successions where they stay on, within the contract or whatever, either for like 1 year, 2 years as the medical director because of, the clientele or whatever that might be, if there's like
Right.
some sort of a transition. And you're not, I don't think you're doing that, right? You're selling and then you're out.
I am. It's a rare situation. I
Yeah.
consider this to be very lucky, you know. I'm sure different people might see it differently. But literally for me, once the takeover is happening within a week, I'm actually out, you know. And I do think it's a good approach, especially for a transition, you know, people that might be like, where's my usual doctor, you know? Like sometimes I think ripping that band-aid off, or however you say that in English, you know, it's going to be a better approach. I'm that kind of person. I'm Latino, so that's how we do things, you know. But everyone's different, and unfortunately, maybe not unfortunately, but majority of the companies that I've heard out there, that's not how they do it. So it is
Right.
important to know that the process is not like an overnight thing. Yes, you have to prepare ahead of time. It takes a while, but do you have a good product to sell?
And so you probably had to look at valuation, attorneys, buyer conversations, like those kinds of things, while you're still practicing and trying to keep things afloat, or even it could be top secret potentially, where you may not want support staff to know all these conversations may be happening. So that's got to be hard at the end of the day.
I going through that whole process. I mean, even before that, just practice ownership, you know?
Right.
I'm very happy I did it and I'm very, very proud. I don't know that I would do it again, honestly. Because I mean, this receding hairline, it's worse now. Tons of gray hairs that I did not have before, wrinkles that were not there before. So it changes you not just physically but mentally. And I think just being a practice owner, plus then going through all those things, plus your own life, you know, it's a little exhausting.
And there's nothing wrong with that. To the listeners, I know some, I speak to so many practice owners around the country at conferences, and they love what they do. There's others that are like, I'm ready for a plan option, plan B, plan C kind of a thing.
Right.
But that's why we have these conversations. And it will resonate to a lot of listeners too, Dr. Josh, about that. I appreciate your honesty about that,
No.
because sometimes it's not always roses about what you're doing,
Correct. And
What?
I'm glad you're saying that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm glad you're saying that because I mean, this is definitely everyone's different. You know, I know people
Yes.
that they were born to be veterinarians and business owners, you know, and I admire that. And I thought I was one of those, you know, but it took me a while to admit what I'm going to say. I mean, I succeeded and not to toot my own horn, I did really well. But is that what I want for my life? No. And I'm okay with admitting that now. You know, I'm a veterinarian. I will always be a veterinarian. I don't care to be a business owner anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to talk about the support team now that they know that you're leaving, and because it's hard. The transition
Yes.
change is scary, as it can be. What does that look like
Right.
for your team?
You know, that's actually it has been a blessing because before I told them, I was a little apprehensive when it comes to what kind of response I was going to get. They were very supportive. They were very supportive because they know I love traveling, you know, and part of the plan, I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later. You know, I have some things that I have in mind that are not related to where I'm currently at. And when they heard this information, they're like, you know what? Good for you. You know, so
Yeah.
you need to seek your happiness, whatever makes you feel the best. They know that my heart and devotion has been here with this hospital for years, you know, but they are excited that I'm ready for a next stage in life.
Yeah, well, that is exciting. Okay, this is going to be a tough question I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to get a little emotional myself because I know you, and I want to talk about identity because you've worked so hard on creating an incredible safe space for your clients, for our community. And by our, I'm talking about our LGBTQ plus community. And I love seeing that on social media. Representation matters. And so when that name, Sanabria, comes off that door, is that going to be hard?
It will be. I was not supposed to cry.
I
What's in the
know.
break? What the hell? It will be because this was my goal. This is all I knew. And I worked so hard. And I feel a little lost. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my gosh.
I
I'm so
know. I'm
sorry.
crying with
I'm
you
so
now.
sorry. Feel a little lost. And what I'm trying to go or understand is that it's okay to go through this midlife crisis. You know, I don't, I'm sure all of us veterinarians, or if not all, most of us are type A, you know, that we know what we
Yes.
want, we know how to get there, we will get there, you know. And that was me since I was 5, 6 years of age. I'm 40 now, and I am not sure where I see myself in 5, 10 years. And I have been going through that mentality for a couple of years now, or a few years actually. And, knowing that I don't have a plan A that for sure is going to work out, it scares the crap out of me. It really does, you know? But I'm teaching myself through this process that it's okay not to know what's next, you know? And to a certain point, it's actually relieving because it's exhausting to always be like, go, 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 go. You have to do this, you have to do that. You're going to make it happen. That has been me my whole life. So now that I'm forcing myself to take a step back and see life differently. It's hard, and I know it'll be continue to be hard. It has been an emotional roller coaster for sure, you know. but I'm ready for it and I'm loving
Yeah.
it, you know? So it's a good change. It's a good change.
It is a good change. You've created and are building an incredible legacy that you still are alive to see and witness. You
Right.
know, the fact that you're of minority from Puerto Rico, right? And a practice owner in the United States of LGBTQ plus. I mean, you're hitting all the boxes of things that you have overcome so many obstacles, and no one else may not get it, but I know I get part of it is sometimes we have to work a little harder to kind of prove ourselves in this world, you know? And I can
100%,
imagine
100%.
for you, it's got to be even harder. But then you take a step back, Josh, and you're like, I did that. I did this, you know? Like, you have this wonderful hospital, amazing team who I, you know, happen to love and cherish as well.
Thank you.
And, you know, the upside of that is, yeah, you get to live and breathe and see, you know, pass the baton over to another individual. I mean, yes, it'll change a little bit, of course. Culture can change a little bit, but you know, you own all these great moments that you've created. And then most importantly, the animals and the lives you've impacted. I can only imagine because when I left private practice full time and went to here at DVM360, you would have thought there were massive headlines going around the world. You know, like, oh my God, what am I going to do without Dr. Crispin practicing? Like
I
you,
bet.
because you really are part of the family as a veterinarian. All of you listening, you know that. Like, you're not just a veterinarian. You are their family. You get invited to birthday parties, to funerals, to everything. So for you to leave, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit of a hit from the community because I know they love you.
It thank you. And I'm not glad you went through that, but I'm glad you understand. It's gonna be hard for all of us, you know, not just clients, patients, I'm gonna say too, you know, but myself, the team, you know, because it is a big adjustment. The way I'm trying to see it, yes, I'm gonna miss them big time, and I assume they're going to miss me as well. But life goes on. I mean, how many times do we not have situations where someone moves away, unfortunately passes away? And yes, it sucks, but we find a way to move on, you know? So that's what I'm trying to focus on, because otherwise I would not be doing this.
Yeah, I mean, exactly right. You have your health, you have your headspace, you're still a wonderful veterinarian. You got these
Thank
great
you.
tools of how to adapt and pivot like you're doing. And you get to see, like I said, like this kaleidoscope. I want to share this with you actually. And I know some I said this on one podcast before, but I really mean this. Like I went to a medium last year, and believe what you want, but what he said really, really hit me hard. And he says, when you look back on your life truly is a kaleidoscope of love. And it's all about all the lives you've impacted. And it's not just human, he said, it's animals and lives that you've impacted. And when you think about this, I feel like kaleidoscope of practice ownership, like you're living it right now. You're going to see this wonderful legacy of people and lives that you've impacted from, right, from families in your community and abroad because you do social media. So just know that, like, take that love and that all those great moments that you've done. And take that with you on your next chapter.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that. I love that. I will 100% do that. So thank you.
Yeah. And speaking of next chapter, so now that you're on the other side of this sale, almost there, what does success actually look like for you now?
You know, since I was a kid, success to me meant achieving goals, becoming a veterinarian, having my own practice, being someone doing something. I think my definition has changed. That's a definition that I needed for my life, for that time, for my first 40 years. For these next, I don't know, 30 years-ish, we'll see. I think success is actually understanding that not everything is in life is about work, 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 even if it's your passion. Even if you're passionate about what you're doing, there's more to life than just one thing. So understanding that there's a lot more to it, I think that's success to me. Like taking a step back, enjoying life, enjoying time with your loved ones, knowing that, I mean, are we going to look back in 20 years and be like, oh, I definitely would not change a thing? I feel like many of us, veterinarians, would, like being honest, being straightforward, you know? Sure, some of us are workaholics. I've been workaholic my whole life, but is that what your family, what your friends, what you need, you know? Or is that what your brain tells you you have to do or what society tells you you have to do, you know? So for me, success now means take a step back. You've done a great job. Now move on to taking care of yourself and your loved ones. That's what I'm doing now. That's my success.
Well said. It's so true. Well, I mean, life is meant to be lived, you know? It's
Yeah.
like you don't want to look back and be like, oh, that was a really great Monday night doing anal glands at 7 o'clock at night. Like you don't really remember those memories, you know? Like you do it because it's part of the job, of course, but you're like, oh, remember that Monday when I took the day off, or we went this way, we went to vacation or whatever it is. Like that's what life should be about, you know? And I share
Definitely.
that with listeners that, you know, being a veterinarian is a big part of who you are, but it's not everything, you know? It's not
Agreed.
everything. There's
Agreed.
so many other great hats that you can wear as well.
Yeah.
And I know I'm very excited to see your next chapter that you're about to embark upon. And
Thank you.
as we're wrapping up, what would be a piece of advice you would give to somebody who's thinking about selling their practice and worried about maybe the unknown afterwards?
You know, I have a very, very good friend that is also going through the same, and that person has not started the process yet because I'm gonna say they, right, are concerned about that what might entail. You know, what I told that person was exactly what I asked myself: do you see yourself doing this 10 years from now? And if so, are you going to be happy about it? You know, and the answer from that person was no. So I'm like, what are we waiting for? You know, so I think if for people that are listening, you know, that are potentially contemplating this as an opportunity or a change that they need in their lives, other than obviously make sure that you're doing the things the right way, if you are thinking that you are ready for a different thing in your life, don't waste time to start working on it. You know, like we only live once, and even if we're healthy and younger, things happen. You know, not to sound pessimistic or like a Debbie Downer, but we don't have anything promised in the future. So I
No.
think it's important to live every day that like it's the last, enjoy it as much as you can, having a good balance, you know? But I would definitely say if this is not for you for your whole life, just take action and move on.
Right. Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the sale of
Thank
your
you.
practice. Congratulations on your next chapter. I'll be
Thank you.
cheering you on. I'm one of your biggest fans. So,
Thank you. Same with you. Thank you. Thank you.
and I'm so proud of you. So stay tuned to those that are tuning in too, because I know we're going to be following Dr. Josh and his journey on his next chapter when he's ready to share that with everyone. So thank you so much for all the great work that you do, and thank you for being on our in our profession.
Thank you so much for giving us these opportunities. You know, we are very lucky to have you in our field, and thank you to all the listeners and viewers. I'm excited for that what this profession has in store for us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Dr. Josh Tanabria, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And thank you for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. Sending some messages, you can email us at DVM360 as well. If you want to write to Dr. Josh, I'll send them your way and send me a DM for him because he's just an awesome human being. And we'll see you
Thank
next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.